From KALW News, I'm Valianidhi Sivad with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today, we're talking about California's Proposition 20. In 2011, the US Supreme Court ruled that the extreme overcrowding in California state prisons was unconstitutional. In response, three criminal justice reforms were enacted. First, the Realignment Act made counties responsible for low-level offenders instead of state prisons. Then, in 2014, Californians approved Proposition 47, which downgraded most non-violent property and drug crimes from felonies to misdemeanors. Finally, in 2016, Proposition 57 made some non-violent inmates eligible for parole if they had served the sentence for their primary crime and could prove that their release wouldn't put the community at risk. It passed with 64% of the vote. The idea behind this year's Prop 20 is to revise these reforms. It would recategorize certain non-violent crimes as felonies, restrict some parole considerations, and require DNA collection for some misdemeanors. The Yes on 20 campaign, which has received millions from law enforcement PACs and associations, contends that the past reforms were misguided and put Californians in danger. But opponents say overcrowding is still a problem in state prisons, and they have concerns about how Prop 20 would affect communities of color. Then there's the price tag. A report by the Center on Juvenile and Criminal Justice says the prop would create hundreds of millions of dollars in new costs each year. So, it's up to you. If you want to roll back key elements of recent criminal justice reforms, vote yes. If you think those reforms should remain in place, vote no. That's a brief take on California's Prop 20. For more election coverage, go to klw.org.